hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Alrighty, alright. Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention here. Oh, this is the National Intel Report. It is the 10th of Thursday. You got the idea. It's January, doggone it. I'm going to play a little game here. I'm going to give away a free copy of The Late Great USA by Jerry Corsi, hardbound book, if you can tell me who said this. And play fair. Don't jump on your computer either. Don't do the Google searches here. If you tell a big lie enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and/or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes virtually important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Who said it? First one that gets it right, you got The Late Great USA by Jerry Corsi. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hi, John. I want to be very brief. First off, we saw Bammer get his reward today by them sending out their John Kerry Politico to thank him. Bammer won't be asking for a recall. But second of all, we've all sent a lot of money to Dr. Paul, and we really need to see our money make sense. If he can't get in there and handle a little political corruption in New Hampshire, how do I expect him to take care of my grandchildren against Red China, North Korea, and Russia? Dr. Paul needs to get in there and get business done. He's talked about it. Let's see him do his thing.
Well, let's...
Thanks, John.
Okay, well, Dan, one thing before you go. Let's get him elected president first. Was that a negative call? Is he voting for Barack? All right. Tell you what, I don't need names here. Just go ahead, and the first person that answers the question correctly, you got a copy of The Late Great USA by Jerry Corsi. Go ahead, caller.
It's Clarence in Oklahoma.
Yes.
I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, Clarence?
I'll tell you who said that. Joseph Goebbels.
Well, you get half the book. It's Goebbels.
Okay.
It's Goebbels.
Goebbels. Well, however you pronounce his name.
Yeah, you're right.
Goebbels or whatever the hell he was. Yeah,
you're absolutely right. That's exactly who said it.
And I know. I see, it's come up to me to understand. That's the big lie. You tell it over and over and over again, and the sheeple will believe it if they're not awake, if they're not engaged.
That's right. And see, we've had a major disconnect.
And that's exactly what's happening here right now.
And you know this, and I know this. You know, you've been recently woken up in the last, 4 years?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. So you've caught on, and you had a lot of catching up to do. There were people that are in this movement for a lot longer than I have ever been, that have spent their entire lives running around screeching at the top of their lungs going, "What's wrong with you people?" Small voices coming from small corners having no effect. But that is changing. Dan, I'm telling you, that's changing. That is going to change. Tell you what, we've got to take the break. Hold on. I'm going to have my producer here, get your address, get yourself a copy of the book. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. Did you get the gentleman's address, Mr. Producer? Okay, great. I want to read this. I'll get to some more of your calls here in just a couple of minutes. And I'm not one of those guys that said, yeah, we'll take your calls, and I blabble, you know, for 20 minutes, and then you get 30 seconds to be on air. I ain't like that. By the way, just today we picked up five more radio stations, just today alone. I'm gonna have to fire my advertising guy. He's done an exemplary job with that, but I'm going to make him a marketing guy here. Gonna have to fire. It's too good of a salesman. Daily News Record, and I don't know who sent this to me when I came in today. It was sitting in my inbox. But thank you. They went down and made a point of copying this stuff out. And this is from the Daily News Record. And let me make sure where the Daily News Record is there. Okay. Daily News Record. Where are these people out of? Oh, here we go. Harrisonburg, Virginia. Obama and Paul are number one in Virginia. Now, this is December 21st on the front page of their newspaper. Regardless of where they stand in the polls on February 12th, Democrat Barack Obama and Republican Ron Paul will be atop their party's presidential primary ballots in Virginia. The State Board of Elections on Thursday selected the order in which the names will appear on the ballots for the February primary. The names were drawn at random from sealed envelopes in a bowl. I like the fishbowl approach. Obama, U.S. Senator from Illinois, is followed on Democratic ballot by Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich, New York Senator Hillary Clinton, New York, Mexico, and Bill Richardson. Well, you can scratch him. He's gone. Delaware Senator Joe Biden. Oh, scratch him. He's gone. And former North Carolina Senator John Edwards. Paul, a Texas congressman, is followed by Arizona Senator John McCain, former Tennessee Senator Fred Thompson. Scratch him. He's gone as well. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckleberry. I'm sorry, it's Huckabee. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, he's on his way out as well, and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. As candidates placed on the ballot for the primary most likely won't mean much for the outcome, the turnout will be low. The people going to know precisely for whom they're going to vote. So, they're number one and number two on the ballot. Now, that may not sound like a lot, but folks, where do you start to read a newspaper? From the back to the front? Do you open up the middle of the paper and start to read from the inside out? No, you start at the first page, right at the top, don't you? Very good. And out of the same newspaper, about 10 days later, December 31, abolish the income tax? They had this in their forum section. In his best satirical fashion, author Gore Vidal has often remarked the United States has only one political party, the Property Party, and it has two wings, the Democrats and the Republicans. It's a witty way of claiming most politicians in both parties say pretty much the same thing. However, you can't make that statement about Republican presidential candidate Representative Ron Paul. Regardless of anyone's view on the Texas representative, there's something to admire in the man who wants to abolish the income tax. When asked about that by NBC moderator Tim Russert recently, Representative Paul didn't equivocate. He stated he'd like to see the income tax abolished. When Mr. Russert asked where the trillions of dollars of revenue would be made up, Representative Paul said he'd cut spending. He would bring all our troops home, not just from Iraq, but from Germany and Korea, and dismantle the welfare state. That way, the government wouldn't need to collect large amounts of money for its citizens, or from, excuse me, its citizens. One may agree or disagree with Representative Paul, but he is distinctive. He is not a member of what Mr. Vidal called the Property Party. See, it's starting to, a little bit, here and there, folks, a little bit. It's starting to come out of who and what this guy is and what he stands for. And I'm loving it. Did I just do a takeoff on Mickey D's new commercial ads? I'm loving it. Chad in Alaska.
Hi. I'm calling to... in regards to a word that's been thrown around the media the last few days, and the word is racism or racist, and I was wondering if you would tell me what you think that word means.
I reserve the right to hate anybody, whomever I want, no matter what color they are. I guess that makes me a racist. It also makes me, I guess you could term me as being a lesbian because I love and appreciate women.
Well, according to the Oxford English Dictionary and many definitions I've looked up, racism is the theory that human characteristics and abilities are determined by race.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you think about it, that seems to be just common sense. I mean, a chihuahua does not behave the same. It doesn't have the same characteristics and abilities as a German Shepherd.
But they are the same thing, and they do the same thing. They reproduce the same way. They eat the same way. There's so many similarities. I guess you couldn't really get hung up on the size and the difference by what it looked like. Underneath, they're all the same, aren't they?
Well, they have different characteristics and abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with tomatoes. Some tomatoes are good for tomato sauce, and some are better on sandwiches.
Okay, I bet you make a heck of a spaghetti sauce, and I don't know if you're a Chihuahua owner, but I know you're getting around to something, so if you would please, just go right to your point.
Well, my... my point is that different varieties within any species have distinctive characteristics and abilities, and I don't see why racism is something negative. It just seems to be a matter of fact of life.
Well, and I think I know where you're going with this, Chad, and that's been an argument that's been used for a lot of years. It's been one to be used for discriminatory purposes against people because of maybe their religious convictions or maybe their skin color, their ethnicity. But I'll tell you, I don't really see a difference. Once you have a homogeneous culture that nobody is set above the other, that everybody has an equal opportunity, then racism is not an issue. It then becomes a personal choice. And underlying that, how are the personal choices made? Do they come because somebody feels superior over another person? Because some people, because of a breed, might show different characteristics of another? I don't see anybody in this country that doesn't have the same chance and the same opportunity to perform at their optimum. Chad? Where did he go? Is he still here? Chad, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I mean, it's just a simple fact of life that, I mean, that's the whole...
Chad, what you're not doing is you're not stating your point, and I wish you'd quit beating around the bush. You've repeated three times now what you've said about different things having different characteristics.
Well, yeah, I can think of many different characteristics.
But you're not stating your premise of what you're arguing. You're not stating your premise here.
Well, like here in Alaska, black people have a real problem with... vitamin D deficiency because there's not enough sunlight for them to produce vitamin D. So
tell them to drink more milk.
But that's definitely a distinctive human characteristic and ability.
Well, yeah.
And if I worked on the equator out in the sun all day, I'd have a higher rate of skin cancer than a black person.
Not if you wore a hat and you wore sleeves rather than going bare-skinned.
Yeah, but the point is different varieties within any species have distinctive characteristics and abilities.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get you to break that barrier to quit talking about animals versus human beings. And you're almost there, but your comparisons here. I know where you're going with this, Chad, but and you're trying to be polite, and you're really not saying what's on your mind. And I know where you're going with this, but you won't state it.
Well, I'm just stating... I'm just talking from a scientific viewpoint. I mean, it seems ridiculous, the whole concept of racism. It seems like one of these New World Order terms that really, if you look at the substance of it, it has no substance in the way it's applied, because I think it's usually applied in the sense of supremacy, but...
Let me ask you this, and you already know the answer to this question. We have elitist, very wealthy, very connected politically, economically. You see them all the time. They think that they are better. In public, they'll show you one side, but in their deeper, darker recesses, you know, this is why I always say that, you know, character is something that you have when people ain't looking at you. We have a group of people that have defined themselves as being somewhat better and better educated to do for the American people what obviously they can't do for themselves. That is a radical idea. It's one that they believe. It's not what you and I believe, but it's what they believe. They're the ruling class, and they're better fit to rule us than anybody else.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a classism or elitism.
Yeah, that's right. And what has to be done with this thing is let's knock out all the slats. Let's go on people's ability. What can you do? You know, you heard the old thing, what have you done for me lately, baby? Let's go with people, giving them an even chance, an even playing field. Let's see who can excel. And I think the differences that may be there, if they exist, will become non-existent.
I mean, I think many differences are things that should be valued and appreciated, and the the concept of racism destroys the appreciation people have for each other's differences.
Ah, Chad, now you're starting to come around. Do me a favor, hang on 1 second. We got to take this break. I'm going to spend another minute or two with you, if you don't mind, sir. We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're back. Yeah, Chad, I was waiting for you to get around to what you're getting around here. And if I'm hearing you and the message you're trying to get across here is that the differences are subtle, and does it really make a difference?
Well, no, I don't think all the differences are all that subtle. I think some of what I'm saying is that racism...
So you want and let's cut to the quick on this because I don't have a whole lot of time here. But let me just get down to the nitty gritty. Are you defending racism?
Yeah, I think it's a basic fact of life. It's a scientific fact. Mm. It's the whole purpose of variety within a species. Variety within a species is a variety because it's different.
Chad, and then tell me what the difference between a black man and a white man is.
There's many differences.
Okay, aside from the skin color, the hair texture, and the color of the eyes, what's the difference between a black man and a white man?
I think black people tend to have like a higher body IQ. When they make music that makes the body move. They tend to have, you know, higher neural connections to their muscles or whatever.
Well, you know what? I've heard this before, that blacks have... they're faster on their feet because they have not the big mass of muscle in their legs. They have what they call fast twitched muscles. Have you heard that one?
Yeah, they tend to have better agility, which is why they excel at.
Well, I must have had a black man in a woodpile someplace, because you know what? I got these skinny little legs with the fast twitch muscles that anybody in my high school, black or white, I could run circles around them. Jeez, how the heck did that happen?
Exceptions, but I'm talking in general.
Basically, Chad, what you're saying here is you want to defend racism and you want your right to do it, correct?
No, I'm saying it's a scientific fact. It's not a theory, and it's not even debatable. It's just a fact of life.
So if you're brown, maybe you can stick around. If you're black, you definitely got to go back. But if you're white, you're all right, right?
No, I'm saying that racism is used to diminish the appreciation and the value of people, of the difference in people. And it's used to bring everybody down to some core generic level instead of being used to value the differences.
So we should celebrate the diversity.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. The same people that say celebrate diversity are the people that try to kill diversity.
All right. Hey, Chad, I appreciate your call. Thank you for tuning in.
Okay, thanks.
I appreciate your call, and keep listening, and call back in sometime.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. That was a first-time caller on this network. Chad in Alaska. Peter in Canada, you're up next. Peter. Going once, going twice for Peter in Canada. Do we still have him?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. You got to push up that pot. There you go.
He didn't hit the button.
There we go.
I had an idea as far as getting some much-needed attention to the obvious voter fraud that happened at New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing as though Oprah Winfrey is out there pushing for Obama, have Bev Harris contact Oprah and lay out all the evidence as to the fraud that obviously went on, and hopefully if Oprah has an ounce of loyalty to the country and to preserving the integrity of the voting system, she'll obviously use whatever influence she has in the media and get some attention to it instead of recommending women reading certain books, you know, something important.
Well, and the Oprah crowd out there, it's tough to figure out what her demographics are, but definitely women. She does favor black politicians, obviously. Barack Obama is one. That was the question that I had. And I would like to sit down and have a conversation with Winfrey. I think she's a good talk show host. I think she's a doggone good actress. She's one of the richest women, black or white, in this country. And I don't see why she's backing black Obama, or Barack Obama, he is black, whether he was white with polka dots, it wouldn't make any difference, because if she has money, then she's got to look for the best way to preserve her wealth. And it ain't going to be putting John Edwards or Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton in, or Michael Huckabee or John McCain, or Rudy Giuliani. The best salvation for this woman and her wealth and continued success in this country is by backing a candidate that doesn't just want to change, but wants to change the playing field so it's fair for everybody. It could only benefit her. It could only benefit corporations. Let me not use corporations. Companies in this country, all of us, to deal with an honest money supply. You know, if I were to call up Oprah Winfrey right now and say, hey, Oprah, geez, I hate to tell you this, but, you know, your accumulated wealth, well, you're getting ready to lose about 15% of that. Right off the bat. What? Who's somebody stealing from me? Do I need to fire my CPA? No. You need to fire the people that are in charge of the money that shouldn't be. See, these people can be gotten to. And if adequately educated, they're not stupid. Her and Harpo Productions has made this woman extremely wealthy. And I applaud her. I think it's a great thing. But what has she done with that wealth? And she may even think that she knows, but she doesn't know. And the hardest thing to convince somebody is that you don't know.
now, she's already picked her candidate. I think right now we just, if we can use whatever attention she can get the voting fraud into the media, the better.
Well, it might be a possibility. Thanks for your call, Pete. Appreciate it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, I'm going to play this clip from Fox News. Whoops, let's get the right mic up there. All right. This is a 9-minute and 57-second clip. I'm going to set this up just by reading what has been attached to this, and this is a YouTube video. As Rupert Murdoch's war on journalism hits new lows, droves of disgruntled employees are confessing their many misdeeds brought upon by the Soviet Union-esque environment they faced at Fox News. Watch how Fox executives dictate their bias by forcing reporters to follow memos that predetermine what they can say and how they should say it. Rupert Murdoch has decided that the best approach to journalism is to parade opinions dressed up as news. The reason is simple. No one can disprove an opinion, and therefore credibility is easier to maintain. Should they ever be caught lying, the legal process affords them protection under the First Amendment. We also have Congress to thank for the bright idea of passing a writer bill, actually it was hidden, to deregulate the news media. That's right. Corporate news entities can tell lies and distort the news, rather, as they please, and it's all perfectly legal. To the best of my knowledge, no country can have or maintain democracy. Well, if that's what we're trying to maintain, the republic, if you please, without an honest press, or at least one that can be held accountable. But where is ours? Not convinced? Well, Florida's appeals court ruled that there is absolutely nothing illegal in a major media organization lying, concealing, or distorting information. Now, this video clip that I'm going to play for you folks, and I'll stop it just for clarification as to actually who's speaking. The video clip is a brief compilation of Robert Greenwald's documentary, Outfoxed, Rupert Murdoch's War on Journalism. I'm going to play that for you right now.
The real revolutionary breakthrough of Fox has been it's eliminated journalism. I mean, that's the thing to understand. What Fox News Channel has done is it's stripped out any notion of journalism as we've traditionally understood it from its product. There is no journalism at the Fox News Channel.
Chad, I'm going to test if you're an honest individual.
Sorry to cut you off.
I know we're in some controversial stuff here, but my religion didn't teach me that. But thank you very much for being here.
It's a right-wing network, and you don't want to hear this stuff.
You want to do.
Not about the kids. It's about you, Jamie. That's good. Okay. Thank you, Jamie.
Good night.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, sir.
Don't take a cheap little pathetic shot. I am telling you that that's
you're
what
taking
it is.
Cheap little pathetic shots.
Just giving his
trying
record.
To tell you what the truth is. No, you're misrepresenting his record.
I'm telling the truth, sir. That's the truth about his record.
I understand what your position is not correct.
I'd like to hear one single...
You're on satellite radio, because you can't get on regular radio.
Paul Evans, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Bill, if you are so concerned about public figures being bad role models for children, please stop rudely interrupting your guests and telling them to shut up. Well, the shut up line has happened only once in 6 years, Ms. Evans.
Well, you know, I think that asking a student to stay in the closet in order to go
I'm
to school is a lot like
about
asking
sex.
An African-American student.
No, 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 no.
To...
Want to know what
shut
I was
up.
Doing?
Shut up.
Please don't tell me to shut up.
Why did you have to tell him you were an atheist if you didn't have any trouble reading the oaths? Why didn't you just shut up? What Jimmy Carter should do is privately give Mr. Bush's opinion and shut up publicly. That would be best for the country.
And it is our duty as loyal Americans to shut up once the fighting begins.
Once the war against Saddam begins, we expect every American to support our military, and if they can't do that, to shut up.
All he's got in 6.5 years is that I misspoke, that I labeled a Polk Award a Peabody. He writes it in his book. He tries to make me out
Shut up.
No,
you had your 35 minutes. Shut up.
I make my living off the evening news. Just give me something I can use. People love it when you lose. They love dirty laundry.
I was a Fox employee for 3 years. I worked in the news.
On air or behind the camera?
I'd rather not answer that. I think I'd rather keep myself anonymous. You'll disguise my voice.
Yeah, I've heard directly from folks, both as correspondents and as...
By the way, this is Larry Johnson, the former Fox News contributor. And as we get into this, we got about 7 minutes left. I'll identify some of these people that are speaking.
Bookers who've expressed very great reservations, almost as if they're being monitored by a Stalinist system, afraid to be seen talking to the wrong person or having the wrong kind of email exchange.
You're either one of us or one of them. And in leaving Fox News, for example, there were a number of people at the organization, the head of the organization, tried to ruin my career simply because I was leaving, because I didn't leave on their terms, because I refused to sign a confidentiality agreement. That was another reason for them to try to keep me from getting my next job.
It's very much an environment of fear.
It was made very clear to us that our activities
Fox
were being
News
monitored.
Producer, Washington,
if someone
D.C.
wasn't watching it live, they were at least recording it, and they would review it after the fact to see what we did.
We weren't necessarily, as it was told to us, a news-gathering organization so much as we were a proponent of a point of view.
Now, this is This is Dupree. He was the West Coast, the big kahuna, getting maybe groomed for New York. Well, he ran afoul of Fox News.
Fox has already been successful in sort of branding me as somebody who can't be trusted, and as a result, I'm already sort of on thin ice regarding my current employer.
I'd been warned by people. There were a number of people who pulled me inside and said, look, you know, I don't know. I mean, I know that you want to work and I know that you need a job, but you might want to think twice about taking this job because really it is a very...
Now, before this screen wipe disappears as who this woman is, it's Clara Frank. She's a former Fox News producer.
Conservative news network.
Now that I've learned comedy writing at Fox News Channel, I guess I should be doing stand-up in the clubs.
I think that if you don't go along with the mindset of the hierarchy in New York, if you challenge them on their attitudes about things, you're history.
I suspect your research has discovered the memoranda that were written by John Moody and by Roger.
By the way, this is Av Weston, the former vice president of ABC News, and they're going into the thing about the memos that were handed down from on high as to how the news people were to conduct themselves, what they were to talk about, not talk about, where the emphasis should be put, how to change words around, not to make it too offensive or raise too much ire.
In terms of setting the tone for the day, the message of the day is a very political device.
Let's spend a good deal of time on the battle over judicial nominations, which the president will address this morning. Nominees who both sides admit are qualified are being held up because of their possible, not demonstrated, views on one issue, abortion. This should be a trademark issue for FNC today and in the days to come.
Did you ever wonder where you see the screen wipes that just magically appear on Fox News asking a question? They have already formed the opinion, hence this is where the question comes from. And I wish this was television right now because I could give you about 10 examples in rapid succession. But when they're talking about an issue, they've already made up their mind and they have posed the question to you on their opinion. They're giving you already the opinion and a carefully crafted question.
There was nothing covert about the way the managing editors in New York or Washington operated. They made it perfectly clear what they expected from us.
The so-called 9/11 Commission has already been meeting. This is not what did he know and when did he know it stuff. Do not turn this into Watergate.
Which says that you should not question anything about it. That you should just follow the script, stay within those guidelines, and let's not turn this into a big deal. Well, for many people, it became a big deal in this country. But Fox didn't cover it. They just ridiculed those that were asking the questions.
...held a list of subjects to talk about, not talk about.
Kerry's speech on the economy at Georgetown is likely to move on to the topic of Iraq. We should take the beginning of the Kerry speech and see if other news at the time is more compelling. It is not required to take it start to finish.
They were just actually issuing edicts to the reporters to control what they could say and how they could say it.
Let's refer to the U.S. Marines we see in the foreground as sharpshooters, not snipers, which carries a negative connotation.
When headquarters sent a memo every morning and said, we want to touch on the following issues, we want to cover the following stories, we want to do them in this particular way, our job and our objective then was to execute the plan.
The pictures from Abu Ghraib prison are disturbing. Today we have a picture, aired on Al Arabiya, of an American hostage being held with a scarf over his eyes, clearly against his will. Who's outraged on his behalf?
I've never heard of any other network nor any other legitimate news organization doing that, newspaper or broadcast.
The techniques of odd polling and odd graphics of Democrats and weird banners in the lower third of your screen. These are all pretty sophisticated techniques, and they work in collaboration with the most genius marketing slogan in history, which is fair and balanced.
So if you're the graphics department and you can put up a liberal flip-flopper as the Chiron, hey, that's great, because the next time the graphics department has a discussion with management, management will say, oh, you guys have been doing a great job.
Graphics are always moving in the background. They've sort of pioneered the use of the American flag as an icon of your news broadcast.
So there's a lot of stuff that people come up with on their own, which in other news organizations, you'd never think of coming up with some of the stuff, much less even putting it on the air. But at Fox News, there's sort of you're rewarded for pushing the envelope. And if you're pushing the envelope against a Democrat and in support of a Republican, that's great. The problem comes if you try to push the envelope, or, God forbid, should put in some sort of similar sort of style or approach to Republican, then you get yourself in trouble.
Media is the nervous system of a democracy. If it's not functioning well, the democracy can't function. We're heading toward an election where most people are never going to be in a room with Kerry or Bush. What they learn about the candidates will be what the media shows them or tells them, decides not to show, not to tell.
Rupert Murdoch owns what?
He owns 175 newspapers, 40 book imprints, 40 television stations, one movie studio, 100 cable channels.
People are faced with critical choices about the future of the country when they go into the voting booth. And I go in, and I have been, through the course of a campaign cycle, subject to false, distorted, caricaturing, and I may not even know where it's coming from, because often there's an echo effect off places like cable and like radio, and those wrong pieces of information are repeated and repeated. By the time it reaches me, I don't even know what the source was. This is the environment we're living in, and it's really fundamentally undermining democracy, which is based on knowing some good and solid information so I can make an informed choice.
Mr. Murdoch's network reaches 280 million people. Okay?
We'd like to be premier journalists. We'd like to restore objectivity where we find it lacking, and certainly there could be that interpretation because of my background, but I left politics a number of years ago and have run a news organization for the last 2 years.
Now, who was that gentleman that was just speaking? Well, let's find out who he was. His screen wipe just went by rather rapidly here. This gentleman is, in fact, let me turn the sound down so I can get this guy's name. Now, this was the president and CEO of Fox News. Now, I'm a little distraught here because, well, who is this guy? You know, who really is he? I mean, Rupert Murdoch reaches 280 million people. The Asian satellite network reaches 300 million people. The network channels reaches 300 million people. And Roger Ailes of Fox News, he's the CEO and chairman. Well, who is Mr. Ailes? Well, he knows a little bit about politics. Mr. Ailes is the former media strategist for Nixon, Reagan, Bush Sr., their presidential campaigns. So who better to put in to shape political message in this country? Well, let's give him to Rupert Murdoch. Let's make him the CEO. By the way, folks, before we go to commercial break here, and I'll the balance of the program, I'll take your calls so nobody hang up here. Tonight on Fox News, in the South Carolina GOP debate in Myrtle Beach Convention Center, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Central, on Fox News, Mr. Ron Paul will be taking part in the presidential debates. They got their butts kicked over excluding Ron Paul in the New Hampshire debates. While Ron Paul is standing at a cable access TV station with 100 of Ron Paul's supporters, he is excluded because he just didn't maybe not meet the criteria to be on the presidential debates. Well, now they're saying, well, he's one of the top five candidates, and if we can get the vote fixing out there stopped, I think America is going to see the real choice of who they want for president more airtime, being able to explain his positions in a clearer manner so the generally dumb public that don't know a golf ball from a basketball could understand who and what this man is, what he stands for, and why, without even breaking a mental sweat, why he should be in the White House in 2009. Very simple stuff. But the people have got to be able to hear and see and question and debate. And let's ring all this out, folks. Let's see who's got the moxie to go the distance and who has got the platform that is going to make a difference. Not a change for change's sake. As I used the analogy in the first hour, great, I'm a passenger on board a Titanic and you want to put me, what, on the Lusitania? Thank you very much, but no thank you. I'll take my chances here. Amazing stuff. Folks, we'll take the break. Callers, hang on. I'll get to your calls in quick succession right after this upcoming break. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Former media strategist for the Nixon, Reagan, and Bush Sr. presidential campaigns. Let's make him the CEO of Fox, Roger Ailes. Great move. Thank you, Mr. Murdoch. Oh, gosh. We'll be right back, folks. Close out this edition of the National Intel Report.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, just a couple minutes left. Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve. Or I'm sorry, was that Felix or Steve I got up next? Felix? Okay. Felix, we'll take you first.
Good evening, John.
Good evening.
I'm not going to take much of your time. I'm going to just tell you this about voter fraud that's been going on probably for the last 50 or 60 years in this country. And this came to me some years ago from a very dear lady friend of mine who was a grandmother in this movement, Miss Babs. She left us here some years ago.
I know Babs well. She used to be known in the South as being Mama Security.
You got it,
buddy.
That's
right, yeah.
And she told me a long time ago that there's no way we're going to get this thing back through the ballot box. So we all better start stocking up on the cartridge box.
That woman and I, on a couple of different issues, we decided that we would table the issues that we disagreed upon, because one day I was involved with a conversation with her, and I said, look, on the issues that you're concerned about, I said, let's not spend too much time arguing about it, because what's happening in reality is while we're discussing our differences, they're continuing to pull the rug out from under all of us.
Yep, and they've done it.
Yes, sir.
It's gone. The rug is gone, buddy. We're laying on the floor.
I'm telling you.
So, anyway, buddy, you have a good evening and a pretty decent show this evening, and no one should be surprised by Fox News or any other news organization. Most all news organizations have an underlying political agenda. Even yours, my friend. I mean, when you think about it,
sure.
you have an underlying political agenda to change the hearts and the minds of the people, wake us up, and send us back to a constitutional republic.
There you go.
So that's pretty much what all of them do. So I wouldn't take I wouldn't take anything all of them say to heart.
Thank,
y'all have a good evening.
Thank you, Felix. Appreciate your call. When you were saying that, I was thinking, yeah, I do have an agenda. I want the republic back. I want the Constitution in place. I want the states' rights restored. Let the people in their respective states decide what they're going to do. I think it is doable. Do I have an agenda? Absolutely, I do. I'll be the first one to admit it. Am I fair and balanced? Well, I'm only biased against those that are biased against the Constitution and the rule of law. Steve in Ohio, you're up, and you're going to be the last word.
Okay, John, I called in to make a point, but I listened to your Fox News clip and got sick to my stomach and angry, so I was going to just let you move on to the next caller.
No, you're it, buddy.
Okay, I was going to tell you, I noticed, the importance of a professional campaign manager. I've been hearing you talk about that here the last couple of days, and I heard for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed on these debates, do you remember the first few debates there, they always had Ron Paul standing way down at the end?
Mm-hmm.
And now I've noticed that they moved him to the middle, and it seems like they did that so they could swing the camera around and catch Ron Paul when he starts to answer a question. They'll scan across his face and to the next guy standing beside him so they can pick up the guy rolling his eyes and laughing at him and stuff like that.
Well, and if you notice, Steve, initially, you're right. They did put him at the end, and it was always down on, I guess if you were facing the audience, you were on the left.
Yes.
But what became readily apparent with him being on the end when they did a three-quarter side shot,
mm-hmm.
All the other guys were listening intently, not sitting there looking at the audience or looking down or scratching notes as they like to do when they pretend that they're not paying attention. All the faces were turned to Ron Paul.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, Steve, thanks for your call.
Okay, see you later.
All righty.
Bye.
Folks, that'll do it for us today. Be with us tomorrow to wrap up this week. By the way, I did notice something. Gold was up. I wrote the thing down. Now I can't find it. I think it closed down today at $8.93 an ounce. Pretty amazing out there. Doesn't seem like they can suppress that commodity anymore because it's becoming more and more in demand. Gee, I wonder why that's going on. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Thanks for joining us today.